Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about? Blow 4 or something? My part 4, huh?
Once I get it, so.
This is what we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ab, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Yo, fuck with your boy, your fan, 007, man. Shout out to the whole AFM. Back with a special show. I got a couple of guests lined up. Let's jump right into it, man. Hey, first guest up, 267-334. You on?
Yo, yo. NWS.
Yo, boom.
Caskets.
Ah, shit. Kaboom. What up, boom? What's going on, baby?
Hey, man. You know I'm good. I'm alive. I'm breathing. So,
I hear that shit, nigga. I hear that. We got to jump. Before we get to the battles part, you are officially in NWX. Congratulations. How did that come about? How did that come about?
Well, you know, me and Sean, we battled like about 2 years ago. You know what I mean? We had like a little one rounder. You know what I mean? And the consensus is that I got that battle. You know, so. You know, we always have, like, a rapport. You know, even before that battle, me, Reed, and Tech N9ne had went to one of the summer battles. That's what it was. But Sean had battled Arsenal that night. And, you know, we was fucking with him. You know what I mean? We ended up going to his block in Harlem, sitting out there talking till like, 4 or 5 in the morning. You know what I mean? On the stoop. So we always had a rapport. Now, what I was told was, that they seen my sister in battle. And ever since then, they was like, yo, Boom got a lot of potential. He just need the right ingredients, and it's going to be over. So they were trying to get at me for a minute, but you know how I go. You know, they wasn't going to chase me down, and I didn't think about it at the time. So, you know what I mean? He came down the battle nest. And, you know, I was ride past, got to go to service and Dutchess. He flagged me down, you know what I mean? Border, we start talking. He flat, let me hear his frowns. You know,
Hey, boom. Your phone is going in and out.
You hear me fine now?
There you go. There you go.
So, you know, like I was saying, he came down to battle next. And I was riding past, and, you know, he flagged me down. You know, I pull over, we start busting it up. He let me air his rounds. I'm about to bear my round. And then next thing I know, he was like, yo, fuck that, bro. You need to come over here. So I'm like, come over here? Like, what do you mean come over here? Like, you talking about, like, NWX? Yo, bro. I was like, you talking about NWX? He's like, yeah. So I was like, I don't know. You know, I gotta think about it. You know what I mean? See if that's a good move for me. So I brought it to the table. You know, I analyzed, you know, it was the pros, the cons, all that. You know what I mean? And I came to the conclusion that it was a go. So I hit Sean up, you know what I mean? And was like, yeah, you know, it's a go. And he was like, that. And let me let everybody else know that you win. You know what I mean? It's a good move for you. Next thing I know, me and DNA started talking, you know what I mean? And DNA was like, you know, it's a great move. I'm about to announce the show on the ground. You know what I mean? Let's get it cooking. You know what I mean? Let's get it cooking, get the people going, get the people talking, and here we are.
Okay. Dang, okay. So let me ask you a question. All right. As far as the pros, what's the pros for being NWA? Let me ask you that.
First of all, just being surrounded by other hungry, dope MCs. That's already a pro enough right there. You know what I mean? Because you get to, it's like, you know, they say still sharp as steel. So let's take DNA for example. Now, I freestyle. DNA is a great freestyler. So who better bar with? Who better to learn from, if I can even say that, even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sean, he's a rapid fire spitter. I'm trying to work on my rapid fire. Who better to spar with? T-Top is one of the best anglers in the game right now. Who else better to spar with? You know what I mean? Rain, he's connected in the URL, a place that I'm trying to get to. Who better to align myself with? You know what I mean? I add to them as much as they add to me. It makes them look even better for them to say, I mean, like, other members, it's cool that they bring the dope and all that, but I'm not new. I've been here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have moments. I have history. You know what I'm saying? I'm going all across the world. So it makes them look even better to see, yeah, we got to perform over there. They don't really have no ties or nobody in Philly like that. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm the most consistent battle rapper from Philly right now, so why not? You know what I'm saying? So already off the rip right there, that's more than enough clues for me to align myself with people like mine that's like mine. You know what I mean?
True. Okay. And is there any cons?
Not really. Not that I can see, because they only can help me go move forward. It's no way they can hold me back, because I'm making my own moves with or without them. So me being with them is just enhancing. You know what I'm saying? I got more people to meet when I'm not around that got influence and pull in this game. And that's what it's all about. Like, this game has transformed, being as though it's becoming a business. It's about the talent, definitely, 100%. But at the same time, it's about the politics. Like, what good is you being dope as fuck if you don't know nobody, if you get to the stages that so people can hear your dopeness?
True.
What's the point? You just dope to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Just dope to the people around you. It's a politic game, you know what I'm saying? And it's so saturated now days, like, you need a dog in this race. You need a force, you know what I mean, to break through the wall. Because it's a wall right now, you know what I mean? You got to break through that wall. So
okay.
I don't really see no cards.
Okay. So it's NWX, it's Caskets. All right. Now, look, you just had a battle versus Jack Boy Maine, correct?
Talk about it.
Let's go. How'd it go? What's up, man?
Talk about it. I'm a little tight, though, that it was a one round. I'm so tight about that, because I hate one rounders, because I like to fight back. You know what I mean? I like to go, boom, test the waters, let him go. I like to fight back. I like to struggle. I like to battle. I like to, you know what I mean? I like to have my back against the wall, and I like to, you know what I mean? And if I'd be having a lot to say, then I'm not doing no mook. Shout out to Mook, but I'm not doing no mook. I'm not rapping for 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have it broken down, because when you rap straight through like that, people kind of, you know, I know people that rap for 3 minutes, and I'd be sitting there like, oh, my God, we're turning the fuck up. So, you know what I mean? I can't say everything that I want to say. So, anyway, long story short, I think it was a dope battle. I think he had a slight better performance than me, performance-wise, but I think bar for bar, I think I was leagues better than him. Bar for bar, no contest.
Not even close.
I said, not even close. I had two. It's like he had some haymakers, but the setup to the haymaker, he wasted like four bars to get there. And if we're going off a point system, you know, I'm treating battles like a boxing match, I had way more points than him. Way more back-to-back haymakers. Way more schemes. Way more lines. I don't know the nigga like that, so I couldn't really get personal, you know what I mean? And right at this point, everything that needed to be said so far that's out in the market has been said to me. So I just took a bar-for-bar angle, like I'm going to just bar, you know what I mean? Because there's really no story behind this battle. It's not a gross match. It's just a battle, you know what I'm saying? So I think bar-for-bar, he was no match. And I knew he was going to be no match going into it. I knew that. I said, he's not going. He has bars, but he don't bar for bar. He don't go back to back to back. And I was giving him like 8 bars of punches back to back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? So I think I got that job. I know I got that job. So
how was the crowd reacting? Was the crowd saying you won?
Yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't really go by that, though. I want to go by somebody that, like, that's on the other side of the globe that sees the battle. You know what I mean? I go off them in a consensus. You know what I mean? I think it might come down to preference. because he was dope. It's not like he was whack or none of that. The crowd wasn't biased. It was a lot of energy. You know what I mean? That's why I said I think he had a better performance, because we was real embracing that night. Like, we let it be known that it's not going to be no bias at all. If he say something dope, y'all motherfuckers better react like he from there. You know what I'm saying? It was known. So he felt super comfortable. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He knew. He was like, bro, you're good. Get up here and do your motherfucking thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we trying to make a classic out of this thing. So get up here and do your fucking thing. And that's what happened. Both went in. So I think that was a dope battle. That was great for both of us. That should definitely elevate both of our careers. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. And I look and I see that you got Quest McCody coming up, right?
Oh, he's dead. He's dead. I'm not even underestimating Quest McCody or none of that. I've been studying him thoroughly. He's dead, because I think Jack Wayne is weeks better than him. And I just outbarred Jack Wayne. And that was a still sharp still battle right there. Not to mention I'm able to spar with the Kayshawn and the DNA and the T Top and so forth and so on. So it's about to get bad for Quest McCody, because you gotta remember, it was only a one round with Jack Boy. So I cut a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? I cut a lot of shit. That filler or none of that. But it's the way I'm feeling about certain things, and I wanted to speak on it. But I was like, I'm not going to waste bars and speak on this with Jack Boy. I'm going to just bar his head off. But I'm going to speak on a lot of things in conjunction with the direct angle that I'm taking toward Quest McCody. You know what I'm saying? He's dead. I don't know what it is. I don't know why they keep feeding me these dreadheads. It was so real. Jack Boy cut his dreads off deep before he came and battled me, man. Coincidence? I think not. I think not. Your dreads wasn't even that long, man, to be cut. Like, what was the point of growing them just to cut them? Like, it's weird to me. So I feel like he knew I was going directly, like, go for his head. And what's on his head? Dreads. He said, let me try to throw this motherfucker off and cut these dreads off. You know what I'm saying? And I know Quest McCody ain't cutting his dreads off. And if he do, that's going to be a crazy angle. Because what's the coincidence of two niggas cutting their dreads? So I'm saying it now. He said some little shit like, I can't wait to see the look on people's faces. Yeah, I can't wait too. When they see how you get bombed. I ain't going to do no move, because Mook set himself up to failure, because he was like, he's not going to win a round, and I'm not doing all that. I just know what I'm coming in there to do. You know what I'm saying? And right about now, this is a bad time to take me, because I got momentum and I got the hang of this shit. And I always said, once I get the hang of this shit, it's going to be over. Once I find my space, and I found my space, like, ooh, this what works for me? Oh, man, it's over. It's over. Now it's just time to execute. You know what I'm saying? It's time to execute, man. So,
you got to do your thing. But how did Quest McCody battle come about, though? That shit threw me off totally.
Yeah, that shit was out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
It's another league in Philly called Crack Liberty. And, you know, we've been talking for a while. You know, they got a lot of connections. You know, they the one who set up the me and Kayshawn battle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, y'all need to get back at it. What's up, y'all doing? So, you know, they put the car together. They wanted to bring some people from total left field. Like, I was like, you know, I don't want nobody from New York. I don't want nobody. You know what I'm saying? They came up with the idea, let's bring some up to Detroit. I was like, this person. That's perfect. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to battle no more Philly motherfucking none of that. I want some motherfuckers from L.A. I want Danny Myers. That's who I really want. You know what I'm saying?
You want Danny Myers?
Yes, I want Danny Myers, man. First and foremost, shout out to Danny Myers, man. Shout out to fucking Danny Myers. Danny Myers is the measuring rod right now. You know what I'm saying? He's the measuring rod. You know what I mean? He's consistent. You know what I mean? He comes with three rounds of fire. You know what I mean? It ain't no goofy shit with him. That's the type of battle that I want. Them the type of battles that make you better. Them the type of battles that you come out scarred You know what I'm saying? It's like getting a vaccination. You know what I mean? Because now the rest of these motherfuckers with diseases, they can't touch you because you're immune now to this shit. I love Danny Myers. He's dope. He's dope. And that's what I want. I want dope motherfuckers. You're only as good as your last time. You know what I mean? And if I want to elevate, then I got to go at the niggas who I feel is elevated. And
okay.
One way to do that is to go through Danny Myers. You know
Man,
what I mean?
Okay,
because
okay.
If I beat Danny Myers, what the fuck niggas going to say? What can you say? You know what
that's
I'm saying?
True.
Come on, man. So, you know what I mean? That's type time I'm on. Like, I'm on some shit, bro. I want the spitters. Like, a lot of these rappers, they don't want this. They don't want to take Danny because they know what he's capable of. So they don't want to take motherfuckers like Danny and shit like that. They want names, but they want it to be easy. You know what I mean? They want it to be some type of crutch, some type of angle. You know what I'm saying? They want to take JC, for example. He's dope. He's dope. He's one of the dopest niggas out right now. But it's an angle, and not even a dancing angle, but it's like JC, like, you can kind of bully JC. You know what I'm saying? And JC doesn't have the, like, the believable factor. It's just like, he's dope. So a lot of people are take JC, even though he's just as dope as Danny Myers, but you can kind of bully JC a little bit. And I've been noticing that. Like, you know what I mean? You can't bully Danny Myers. You can't bully Danny Myers. You know what I mean? But anyway,
okay.
Back to Quest McCloudy. So he was like, you know, he's going to bring down Marv 1. And if you're going to bring down Marv 1, he's going to bring down Quest McCloudy. And what I take to, and I was like, yeah, of course, he's super dead. And I had a little bit of a forward with that point, so it was a little different. So like, you know what I mean, I don't know Quest McCloudy from a can of paint, so I don't give
so
a fuck
say,
about.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about disrespecting him. I don't give a fuck about saying. And I'm the type of battle rapper, I like to say fuck your mom, fuck your kids, fuck all that shit. I like to do all that and take them off. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have a disrespectful lyrical exercise on Quest for Cool.
Damn, this shit about
you
to be real right here.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm not playing with Quest for Cool. He about to get it. I'm trying to 3-0 him. I don't give a fuck about no classic. I don't want no classic. I want a murder. I want a body. That's what I want. Yeah, I want to make him choke. I want to make him want to fight. That's how bad I want to beat him. That's how I'm going at everybody. You know what I'm saying? And that's the mentality you got to have, man. You got to be trying to go on this shit trying to kill, man.
That's a fact right
kill.
There.
You know what I mean? They don't be trying to kill. They be trying to be. Look, we're gonna battle.
You know, you know what though? It's the same thing what you just said, how you had a rapport with Jack Boy, so you couldn't. How it's different between Jack Boy and Quest. That's what's going on all around in battle rap though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
these niggas, I think it's because these niggas see they got so many events. I don't even think it's just that. These niggas be chilling with each other. Like, once you niggas get that cool, y'all going out to eat, y'all drinking and smoking. Like, bro, if y'all battle each other, y'all not gonna get crazy like that. You're not.
Yeah. Because
you chill with the motherfucker too much for that.
Right. It's hard to get that crazy. Like, you just got to put yourself in them shoes. You know what I'm saying? You fuck with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really go all the way in. I know you. I can't, like, talk about your kids. I can't talk about, I know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, I can't get as crazy as I want to get. It'll just be, like, rapping. Like, it'll just be rapping. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, where, that's where the promotion and all that, like, all that come in at, because it's like, motherfuckers be getting battles, and it's like, they don't care. They don't promote it. They don't talk about it. They just, like, get the battle and then just, like, do it, and that shit, that's what made Mook and Verb so hot, is because it was like, they was building, it was making you want to see it. It was building it up. It's no reason why. Like, and I've been wanting to see T-Rock and Hitman for the longest time. I was like, yo, I can't wait to that battle. And it wasn't what it was supposed to be. It wasn't what it was supposed to be. In all actual reality, to me, I feel like T-Rock versus Hitman is more, to me, is more of a draw than Mook and Verb, because T-Rock and Hitman was so similar. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I just wanted to see that battle. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, Mookin' Rev was great. I loved it. I watched it again last night. Loved it. But I wanted to see that. I wanted to. I want to see Mook versus Surf Gordon if I want to see that. But anyway, I wanted to see Hitman and Rock for the longest. And when it happened, it was just like, first of all, why y'all motherfuckers wasn't on y'all each other's ass leading up to this battle?
I want
to see all the shit talking. That's going to all come into play when the battle happens. And it was just nothing. It's just like they battle and now it's just over. That Mayan matchup, it's over now. It's over, done.
Yeah. It was a waste.
It was a waste. The whole card was a waste. I never seen nothing like this in my life. Like the whole, it's like people didn't even care. It was Summer Madness. It's like they didn't care. Like, yo, this Summer Madness. Y'all in Vegas. Y'all got paid to come to Vegas to spit. And this is what y'all do? This is how y'all act? This is just what happened. Goddamn.
And they had an extra 6,000, you know what I'm saying, for Battle of the Night. And they in front of Floyd Mayweather. Like, come on, my nigga. Niggas is supposed
That's
to go crazy that night.
Dude, like, motherfuckers don't like, and they should realize, just for the simple fact that they're there, they should have the mentality that, yo, anything can happen from anything because we're here in Vegas getting paid thousands of dollars rapping in front of Floyd Mayweather. And this is from essentially nothing. You built this from nothing. You're here from nothing. So would you don't think that it could elevate? What if a motherfucker like Mayweather was like, yo, I fuck with him. I want to get behind him. I want to grab him, bro. Come, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. Like, anything could have came from that. You just don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? You could have did anything. Like, you could have been to the point, yo, Floyd, I'm about to shoot this video. I need you in this video. Yo, hey, Floyd, I want to make the song, your next song when you come out for your fight. Yo, anything could have happened from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he has money to waste.
Exactly.
So it'll change your life is nothing to him. It's
exactly.
Nothing to him, but it'll change your life forever.
Completely. Completely around forever. You could be straight, your family and all that. If you show up right here and everybody just drop the fucking ball.
Everybody, bro. It's like they didn't even care, man. It's like, first of all, if you get booked for Summer Madness, 9 times out of 10, you were notified about this months in advance. Months in advance.
Of course.
You already knew what was going on. So, I'm on Summer Madness. There's no reason for me to take any other battles. You know what I'm saying? I'm at where this is the Super Bowl. You don't see two teams in the Super Bowl just be like, yeah, we're in the Super Bowl, but, you know, we about to go, we about to just go do this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, No, dog. I'm pretty sure you got paid. You got paid a nice amount. You know what I mean? And if you brand it correctly, while you out there, you're going to make more money because you're going to have all your merchandise. And these motherfuckers pay 100-plus hotels, flights. You think you're not going to buy whatever fucking merchandise you have? So you're getting that. Then if you get champion tonight, you get that. And then not to mention the other brand that Smack was talking about that Floyd was willing to do whatever with.
It was like 20,000.
You know what I mean? Like you would have been good. The motherfucker could have cleaned up. If that was me, I would have been trying to clean up. I would have been like, yo, I'm trying to get all of this. It's no rule saying that not one person couldn't have cleaned up and got all of that. There's no rule saying that.
That shit is crazy, bro. That shit is beyond crazy.
And then they want to bitch and complain and all this other shit about and talk shit and blame it on other people as if the fans and the leagues are the reason why your material was shitty, like the reason why your performance. It should be no reason. At the very least, no one should have been choking. That's the least.
Exactly.
Right there. Even if your material wasn't good.
Kaboom! It's looking like we getting past the choking. Before it was just choking. Now niggas are like quitting in their rounds. It ain't even just choking no more. Now niggas are just like Jersey and I'm done, Jersey.
Yeah.
Like whoa, you not even like come on, my nigga, you not even trying no more. Like, so I'm not with that shit, bro.
If I was smack, I'd be pissed as went out my way, like, to put this thing together for y'all. And this is essentially for y'all. Yeah, I mean, he's going to make his profit because he should, because they're putting up all the money. So, yeah, they should make a profit because it's a business. But at the same time, he's making the business comfortable for you niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you just get up there and just happen. And, motherfucker, you better spit some mixtape bars. What the fuck is you doing? You better freestyle. You better do something. Don't just jump there and just go, oh, fuck it, right? What do you mean, fuck it? What do you mean, Jersey? Come on, dog. Yo, that shit crazy, bro. And it wouldn't have been no me to hold my composure if I was smoked. I would have been on the stage like, no, dog, you ain't done. You ain't done. You still got, yeah, all right. You done.
You ain't coming back on this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I remember a time, if I seen somebody lose a battle on URL, I never seen them again.
I say this all the time, bro. URL changed, bro. You used to have one bad battle, we will never hear from you again.
Yo, I can't think of what's the boy name. I always use this for example. He battled SoulCon. I forgot his name.
J-Fox, never seen him again. J-Fox, you never seen him again.
Never seen him again. I never even heard. Yo, it's like he disappeared off the face of the earth, bro. Like, mm-hmm. it's like motherfuckers lose a battle and they get a bigger battle. It's like, yo, this is why I'm saying it's not about talent to me. It's about the politics. Because it seems like all you got to do is get on smacking them good side and it don't even matter. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Now it's to the point where there's so much backlash that they have to serve people down. Not even because they want to. It's because there's so much backlash that they're like, yo, we got to. Because if we don't, we're going to look crazy. And people are going to be like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? And then you got people like RBE doing this kind of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I watched their subscribers jump 20,000. I watched it jump. You know what I'm saying? Jump up 20,000 followers from booking this job. And if they keep going the way they're going, then it looked good. Salute to them. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. It's like, yo, motherfuckers is not doing their job. So put them on suspension. I guarantee you put them on suspension. Because all the other leagues follow essentially what URL does. You know what I'm saying? If you're on URL, they kind of feel like, well, people know him, so let's book him because that's what's going to draw to our league. The minute URL say, and get up there and say names, man. Fuck that shit. Say names. People not stupid. Say names. Say, yo, we seen such and such and such. We see it. We see what they did. We see the chokes. We know who you talking about. Say names, man. Say, yo, that was crazy. Such and such. You know, we gonna sit them out for a little bit. But now that is sending a message to the other leagues. Whoa, we should book him because, you know what I'm saying? Like URL, they set the standard. They can stop a lot of shit. Like, you got the shit with B-Magic, shit with Prez Mafia, all that type of shit. They can easily set the standard and say, yo, don't know other leagues, book these guys, because this, that, and the third. And other leagues is going to follow suit. They're going to follow suit because they want to be in the URL's good graces, and they're the top league. They set the standards. You know what I'm saying? They set the standards. They set the stars. Most leagues don't make their own stars. They just take URL sloppy second. That's essentially what they do. You know what I'm saying? Well, they ain't booking this guy. Well, let's book him then. We'll book him in. No, man. Wave 7, man. Restore order, man. I'm on team restore order. I'm on team restore order. That's the tip I'm on, man. Great performances. Motherfuckers knew. It was to the point motherfuckers was like, yo, This shit is do or die right here. You get in there, do your thing, or we ain't gonna see you no more, man. Or we ain't gonna see you for a long time.
That's how it gotta be. That's how it gotta be. The minute they started, but you know what fucked it up, Kaboom? I'm gonna tell you. What fucked it up is when they started doing the contracts. Now you booking niggas for 2-3 battles at a time. That plays a part too, because they already know they're not going nowhere. That's what kind of fucked it up.
Yeah. A nigga look at it like, okay, I got such and such and such and such. And they'll do the little in the baggy, little in the purse thing. They'll be like, okay, I'm not going to take this battle as serious. You know what I'm saying? I know I got two more battles, and I'll just make it up in the other two. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, man.
And then not even that. It's not even that. It's that outside of the URL battles, niggas is still running around here and there taking battles too. You're not even giving yourself a chance to even come up with some creative ass shit.
Yeah.
That's why I think niggas is all saying the same shit, use the same bars, sound mad similar, if not verbatim. It's like y'all niggas is doing too much, man.
Yeah.
And this shouldn't be compilations of niggas recycling or compilations of niggas biting. That shouldn't even be out there. That's disgusting, bro.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I be looking at like if motherfuckers check chasing, but I feel like if to a certain status, like you don't have to check chase. All you gotta do is properly brand yourself and spend your money wisely. You'll be fine. It should be no reason why motherfuckers are not merchandising out of the door. You're a brand, so you're supposed to be merchandising crazy. So the minute you reach certain levels now, like, now you don't have to check chase because why you home or going about your business, now you're getting orders for things online. You know what I mean? Your merchandise or your music or whatever it is that you got outside of battle rap. A lot of these dudes, they don't have nothing outside of battle rap. Before battle rap, they didn't have shit. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they didn't have shit. You know what I'm saying? And so now that's all they know. Like, oh, I got to keep chasing this battle rap check. When it's like, no, battle rap is, first and foremost, people be missing the key word, a league. When it's a league, people have to move up and people have to move down. People are just at the same case. They just losing battles. No, there should be some kind of bracket system or something. Okay, well, he lost, so now he got to go back down. Well, we could clearly see him going back down to there. Oh, he lose again. Put him back.
Yeah.
That's how it got to be. It got to be like that. And then now it's going to be clear because motherfuckers going to see, oh, we back in the PGs now. So we know. And you know that people not going to want to be back in the PGs or getting pay cuts or getting booked and getting booked less, I mean, and shit like that. Like, it got to be some kind of system. That shit is just crazy. It's like motherfuckers is just doing whatever the fuck they want. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. That shit crazy, bro.
Nah, I feel you, my nigga. The shit is just, I hope it gets back the way it's supposed to be. I know that much. I hope so. Because the thing about it is, I'm tired of seeing niggas lose. And then these niggas still there. And then they talking shit like, oh, I want this person. Like, you want who? Let me check this out. If niggas is losing like that, they don't even get to pick who the fuck they battle, nigga. Like, fuck that. If Smack say you got to battle a goddamn box of crackers, you better do that shit, nigga.
You motherfucking right. I don't see how a motherfucker get any say-so anyway. First of all,
I don't know, bro. I don't even know, bro. I don't even get this
how
shit.
How the fuck can you say I'm not motivated for somebody? How, first of all, like you said, I don't give a fuck if Smack was like, yo, I'm about to book you to battle this mop in the bucket on stage. All right. What the
fuck?
Fuck
him up.
I don't care.
Ring him
exactly.
out.
Exactly. I don't care who it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming there doing my job that I was paid to do and do it to the best of my abilities. How are you not motivated to battle DNA, first of all? A nigga that's bigger than you, way bigger than you, more than you, and you're on something. You haven't never been on ESPN. What are you talking about? It's been on ESPN commercials. Like, it's a household name right here. You're not nowhere near on his level. I mean, he earned his spot. You got put in your spot. It's a big-ass difference. You know what I'm saying? You didn't earn your spot.
Shit.
I mean, you put in work. Don't get me wrong, but you didn't put in enough work. They put you in them spots. You know what I'm saying? They put you there. It's easy to just put a motherfucker in front of this person, that person, this person, that person. But you ain't earning them spots, man. DNA been there before. He's here now. And it doesn't matter if he was on URL or not, because he's earning. He's putting his work. You know what I'm saying? He's putting on classic matchups. He's showing out. He's becoming he's versatile. It's so much shit that go into it. It's just like, how are you? First and foremost, it don't matter who the fuck it is. It's Summer Madness. You should be motivated for Summer Madness. I don't care who it is. I don't care if I'm about to battle the sun. It's a hot ass day. You got to battle the sun. Go outside and battle the sun. All right, well, you about to take me? I'm about to go do that shit. It doesn't fucking matter, man. Like, how are you getting to pick and choose who you and I'm not stupid. That's a crutch. If he lose, he's going to say, well, I wasn't motivated to do that. I didn't want to do that. It's just a crutch because he lost. And then when he wins, yeah, well, you know, I was motivated. Because I've seen him put on crazy performances for no-name people that ain't mean shit. You put on crazy performances, but she wasn't motivated to battle DNA on Summer Madness? Are you shitting
Come
me?
Come on, bro. Makes no sense, bro.
That
makes no
crazy.
Sense.
That's come from URL baby and niggas and not. Niggas know, certain niggas know, like, all right, well, like you said, I know I'm booked for this battle or that battle, so I'm not really worried. So my thing is, if you're not motivated for DNA, who the fuck are you motivated for then?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Who the
exactly.
fuck are you motivated for?
But I'm going to tell you what it is, though. I'm going to tell you what it is, too. It's more than that. Where URL is fucking up at. Y'all got this nigga face-to-face with Tay Rock. And like, why y'all doing all that? You're not even letting niggas work their way up to the top no more. Like, I want Tay Rock. I'm going to kill Tay Rock. Like, whoa. How the fuck you just skip the whole URL and get straight to the goddamn top? Like, what the fuck? You choked in, like, damn near every battle you've been in on URL. What are we talking about here?
Literally.
This is crazy, bro. Literally.
Every battle
you've been on, you've choked, bro. Like, what the fuck are we talking about here? But yeah, Smack is all getting all hyped up when you facing off a table. Like, nah, son. Nah. Hell no. That's the reason why we getting the attitude we get now.
Exactly. You got a nigga like Rock Scooter Rock. He just battled Hitman, regardless of the outcome. He battled Hitman, Hollow. Yo, and the list goes on and on. We just talking about recent shit. You know what I'm saying? Arsenal, Sharon, recent shit. These are wars that this man has just been in recently. You about to put him on you're basically saying he's on the same level as him? No,
that shit ain't,
man. Get
that
the
shit
fuck
ain't cool,
out
bro.
Of here, man. If I was Tay Rock, I'd be feeling some type of way. Like,
you're goddamn right.
Just because this nigga, well, I tell you what it is. It's because Twerk, you know, he sounds himself. So people confuse that with it's just him being a breath of fresh air. And they confuse that. And be like, oh, let's push him to the stars. It's like, no, you're creating a monster, man. You're creating a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Let that motherfucker work for it the same way everybody else had to work for it. Same way everybody else got to scratch and claw and all that crazy shit. Like, yo, like, that shit is crazy. And if you ask me, you got a nigga like Geechee Gotti who's way better than him. If you ask me, who's doing way better, putting on way better performances. Give him a face-to-face with Tay Rock. Not to say he earned it, but if you're going to put anybody of the new niggas in that class, him, he needs to be one of them. Because he's putting on dope performances. I ain't seeing him choke and none of that type shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Turk just giving up. You know what I mean? He write his, he don't care. He write his shit the fucking day before. Like, that shit is fucking disgusting, man. Well, you got
it's
all
corny, bro.
Hungry motherfuckers out here. There's so many hungry motherfuckers. Put myself to the side. I want to see everybody in the world do good. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you got so many hungry motherfuckers that would love to be in that spot that you will actually get your money's worth from. You know what I'm saying? Because that right now, I don't think you get your money's worth. I think they robbing you without a gun, Smack. They robbing you without a gun, man. It ain't the same as taking away from the greatness that URL projects. It's supposed to be the world's most world's respected league, but the artists ain't respecting the league, which in turn is disrespecting the fans with their hard-earned money. Like, this was disgusting to me. I was like, this is some bullshit right here. Summer Madness was some bullshit. I didn't see bullshit leagues that had better performances than that. I done seen them have way better performances. And damn near every matchup on the card, you might ain't know them niggas, but the niggas was hot. The niggas was hot, and they rapped their fucking heart out, and they gave the motherfuckers the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers just getting up there, just fucking being like girls, not the best that they raps. But in turn, you got a motherfucking like Boop who's going up there spitting 20-plus minutes. It don't even matter if not all of it was hot. He got through that shit. No chokes, no
hell
chokes,
yeah.
No nothing. And there was
hell
plenty
yeah,
of distractions up there.
Yeah, and he ain't fuck about it. Man, the bar is set for now on with this battle. I don't care what nobody say. I don't want to see nobody choking or stumbling around none of their rounds no more, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro.
know what I mean? And we not even going to act like these motherfuckers is so, because I know a lot of these motherfuckers, and we not going to act like y'all motherfuckers is so busy, y'all got so much shit going on that y'all can't remember y'all raps. I ain't trying to hear that shit. Because a lot of these niggas don't do nothing but just sit home in their mom's house and play the game all day. So, like, they don't have no fucking excuse. They don't have no more excuse. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it got to be some type of standard, man. I'm glad I'm seeing a lot of people put their foot down and be like, no, fuck that. We're not going to take that, man. We're not just going to take
goddamn
whatever
right,
y'all
nigga.
Giving us.
You goddamn
you
fucking right. Fuck that shit. Enough right. is enough of that shit. I got tired of that shit, bro.
Real rap. And that's one of the reasons why I gravitate toward you and toward your channel and the movement so much because, you know, even if it was criticism of me, I still love it because first of all, motherfuckers got to understand discipline is love. Discipline comes from a place of love. People are saying this shit. You're saying this shit because we want to see you do better. We want you to do better. We want you to be dope. We want you to do good. We want you to succeed. And when you're not, and these are opportunities that could be given to somebody else, you're wasting our time. We could be doing something
exactly.
else, watching somebody else, talking about somebody else. But instead, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing here. This is clown shit. This is clown shit. But y'all wonder, and they wonder why fucking Coke or Pepsi don't be like, hey, let's sponsor this joint. Y'all wonder why. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wonder why easily Mayweather could have seen that shit that night. It's so much money in this shit, bro. They came and did this. They blew me away. You know what? I want to back this shit down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
would have been nothing.
Pay raises. It would have been nothing to do that. And it would have changed everybody's life and everything and all that good shit. But no. Motherfuckers want to get up there. Put their skirts on, man. There should have been no reason that JC and Iron Solomon had to battle tonight. No reason.
Yeah.
And that ain't because
at
they
all.
Ain't dope. That ain't because they ain't dope. We know why. There should have been no reason, man, that they got up there. Iron is on fire right now. He is smoking shit right now. Like, shout out
That's
to
a
Iron,
fact.
Man.
Yeah, I ain't going crazy right now.
Like, shout out to Iron. That's a prime example of a motherfucker. Because, you know, Iron's from that, man. He's from that era, man, where you get up there and you rap whatever. You don't know who you're going to face, and you get out there and you just rap what you got and hope for the best. He's from that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we have one of our own out there doing it, too, alongside Moot and the other ones, man. You know, we gotta get some more vets, man, into this shit, man. We gotta get some more vets, show these young punks how it's done, man. Cause they ruining the culture, man. They ruining the culture. They don't.
My fault. Go ahead. My fault. I'm listening.
They don't understand the key word of culture. Like when it's all said and done, as far as myself, whenever the pen gets put down, and the pen will only get put down the day I take my last breath. When I put my pen down, I want to know that I've helped elevate the game for those who come after. You know what I'm saying? When it's all said and done, it's your legacy. That's what's going to be here when you're long gone. When my kids get older, I want them to be able to show their friends, or I want their friends to be able to say, hey, I see your dad and this and that, and they're going to, this footage lasts forever. I don't know if people realize that. You know what I'm saying? Or take that into consideration when they choke. But you want your kids, you know what I'm saying, that they can pull this up when they get older. It's there forever.
Exactly.
You
their dad, they want to show their friends what the hell you was doing, and they got all this footage of you choking and all this. Come on, man.
You know what I mean? You up there looking all stupid. Jersey. What? What? Are you even from Jersey? Do you be in Jersey? Like, don't you be with the DMV dudes? Man. And I'm mad because I when I first seen Twerk, like, I was on Twerk before he was even on URL because I'm a big fan of talent in general. So I watch a lot of people that, you know, people ain't never heard of. You know what I'm saying? And that's dope. So I was on him. I was on him, and I was telling people. I was like, yo, this is a guy named New Jersey Twerk. He up and coming. I know his name, Twerk. But, you know what I'm saying? And it started going. It started out good. And I was like, you know what I mean? But then as I start seeing shit and start seeing what was going on here, and I just use some for an example. There's a lot of people out there that's doing weird shit, that's doing stupid weird shit. If they ain't choking and giving up, they spilling deposits. That's a whole other thing right there. What part of the game is that? What part of the game is that? You know what I'm saying? I'm on a tip like this. You know what I'm saying? If I book a motherfucker and they no show me, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to do interviews. You know, I'm coming an angry fan. But my train of thought is this. I'm going to just wait till you get booked again, wherever you at. And I'm just going to come there. That's just what it's going to be. I'm just going to come there to your next booking. And I don't want to mess nobody's event up. And I know no other league owners want to mess nobody's event up. But an example has got to be made. You can't be out here stealing deposits. That's smoker shit, man. That's smoker shit right there, man. You got paid to do a job. Do your job. If the roles was reversed, you would not like it if they did that to you. If you came out somewhere to perform and they stiffed you for your back end, all hell would break loose. You would be on all types of platforms, all this league. They had me come out here and they jerked me. It would be all that type of stuff. But then in return, hey, what's going on, y'all? But in return, look at it. And then they act like it's just, yo, man, I was getting so mad when I heard that Prez Mafia interview. Man, I felt like he burnt me. I was getting so mad. And then he was talking about, I said I'm going to give it back to y'all. We can reschedule it. Why would I want to ever deal with you? Why would I even ever want to see your face ever again? Why would I ever want to look at you, let alone we could do it again? Like, why would I want to reschedule you? Why do you think people want to come see you? They already know what you did. What do you think they're going to think is cool? It ain't like, you know, stuff happens. So I can understand if something happened and you couldn't come. Okay, people understand that. Boom. You know what I mean? That just makes them more excited when you do come. You know what I'm saying? But when you do stuff like that, when you just basically say, you know what? I'm taking your money. I don't care about you. I don't care about the people that's paying to come see me, especially when you're the main event. I don't even care. So my thing is, what's the point of being what is the point of being a battle rapper? Like, what's the point of rapping? Like, point of that if you just going to be like, oh, I don't care about the battle. What's up, bro? I bet it is, Deacon. Man, what's the point? What's the point of doing it if you're not going to do it? Just like, I don't get it. Like that's just a whole angle. I tell you one thing. I doubt this is going to happen because, like, you know what I'm saying? But whoever next person, that they shouldn't book Prez Mafia or B-Magic. But I feel like if for some reason, if it does happen, somebody needs to take that angle about them stealing these deposits and flame the shit out of them. Destroy their career. These motherfuckers is crabs. These motherfuckers need, man. They got shit all the way fucked up, man. They got shit all the way fucked up. I don't like their attitude about it. It's just, I'm a firm believer in what's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. And that's wrong, man. That's wrong.
I seen old boy from Ohio said that he spoke to Twerk last night. He had a long conversation with him. And they might reschedule. They don't know. And the fans started flaming that nigga when he tweeted that shit out. They started going in on that nigga like, you're gonna rebook him? What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, shit was kind of crazy and shit.
See? That's some dicky and shit right there. Because if a motherfucker took your money on the street, if somebody took you, wouldn't be sitting down trying to talk to him, you would want your money back. You'd be trying to get your money back. But because it's Twerk, you want to talk to him and reschedule it? he does something, until he gets it together, who wants to see? Nobody I know wants to see him. Nobody I know wants, because his raps don't hold no weight no more. What are you going to talk about? You're not a stand-up guy. You're not a stand-up guy. So I can't get into your raps, because where it's coming from isn't genuine. So, you know what I'm saying? It makes me feel like you just up here lying. You just up here perpetrating an image, perpetuating a fraud. You're a fraud. I can't get into these guys, man. I really can't.
This shit is crazy, Boom. This shit is crazy, man.
You say you from the streets. You say you from the streets. You can't be, because any nigga that's in the streets is trying to get out of the streets. So you got an opportunity to be out of the streets, but you're fucking that opportunity up. So I can't look at you the same. I can't look at you like you know what I'm saying? The niggas that I know that's super, that was in it, man, they like, man, I would never, ever go back to that shit. We was hustling to get out of the streets. We was in the first chance we got to get out of this shit, we got out of it. Now we got businesses and stores and things like that, you know what I'm saying, to get out of it. You can tell niggas who ain't really in it, wasn't never really in it, because as soon as they get a little light, they try to use the legal money that they get and combine it with the street and be like, oh, well, now I'm in the street, because you're getting fame and love from being a rapper, so you try to translate that into the street life that you never had. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys, man, they grew up single-parent homes. They don't have no man, father figure. They're raised by women, and so they do female things. They do female things. It's some bitch shit. It's some bitch shit. Taking money, especially be mad, taking money from a female. Just, bro, how can you live with yourself? How can you look yourself in the mirror knowing you just took this woman's money? You know what I'm saying? No street shit going on here. It was business. You took this woman who trust you took. If you essentially raped this woman for her money, you essentially robbed her. You robbed a woman. You know what I'm saying? And you think that's cool? And whoever around you, cool, they ain't grind you up and immediately be like, bro, that's clown shit, bro. That's what clowns do. You know what I'm saying? Clowns steal the money and take the money. Real niggas get the money and keep getting it. You know what I'm saying? We keep getting it. You know what I mean? This is a lady who probably would have kept booking you. This is somebody you know, oh, she paid me $1,500. If I do a good job here, this is a steady $1,500 I know I can expect from this person right here. Let me add that into my list of rotation. You know what I'm saying? So now you just fucked yourself out of future $1,500s. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, we know you ain't got the money, because if you was getting money, you would have never stole the money. So we know you're not getting money. So what was your train of thinking? You don't see shit. That's smoking shit. You don't care about the future. You just doing any old thing just to get by. Prez Mafia. Man, I'm on all that stupid shit he was talking about on the John, talking about he ain't even supposed to be on the phone right now. It's hot and all that. Shut your dumb ass up. You look like a fucking dumbass. You look like a dickhead. He looked like a dickhead, period. And you look even more of a dickhead. Like, yo, I swear, I said, yo, if I ever see this nigga, I'ma tell this nigga about himself, man. And it ain't got shit to do with me, and I know it don't got shit to do with me, but I don't care. I'm a fan of the culture. I'm part of the culture, and you disrespect the son I'm a part of. And we can't stand for that, because, you know what I'm saying, like, who, if I had a league put together and I booked somebody and somebody did that to me, I'd be tight. You know what I'm saying? And that shit not cool. I mean, I done had experiences where I done been booked. Boom, and I remember time I got booked in Renton, I think it was, Renton, PA. I go to Renton, I do the battle, and boy was supposed to give me a hotel, and he tells me some bullshit about his Mac card, but if I go to the hotel and book it myself, then he'll give me the money in the morning. I just was just like, that's fine, though, because you'll never get my business again. And I don't care if you don't care, you'll just never get my business again. And then when I get to that level, when I'm at that level where I can make or break your league, and I would have been somebody who would have did it for you for the low, because I would have been like, damn, he looked out for me when I was on my way up, so I'm going to look out for him when I'm up and help him build this shit. Now, you better go holler at somebody else. You know what I'm saying? You better go do something else. I can't fuck with you no more. Now, and anybody that I know that's about to fuck with you, I'm going to say, yo, don't fuck with her. Don't fuck with him. And if you're going to fuck with him, charge him the fuck all the way up and get all your money up front. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now, you know what I mean? Now, you know what I mean? Like, that whole state, you know what I mean? You go out there, do a battle. It might be another battle league out there that see you at that league and say, hey, we want to book you for our league. We in the next town over. Oh, all right, bet. So now you got another, now you got a whole another place that you can come to. You know what I'm saying? In this state, I got a lot of, like, I could just call somebody up from Virginia. You, I'm coming down. They fuck with me down there. I did a good job. Just using that for example. You know what I'm saying? Now I could go anywhere by myself, and I have to worry about the nonsense because I carry myself like a man. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's crazy, man. Just restore order, man. I just can't stand this shit, bro. It's just fucking disgusting to me, man. It's fucking disgusting to me, man.
I definitely hear that, my nigga. I definitely hear that. But look, fuck. Hey, one more thing before I let you go. One more thing. I think you about to go in. Reed Dollars versus Rex. What was your thoughts on that?
Oh man. Well, first of all, Reed won.
Okay.
He definitely would, but he didn't win because he beat T-Rex, in my opinion. I think he won because T-Rex is shitty, first of all. He's shitty, and he's been shitty for a while now. And,
true.
And he beat himself, throwing all that stupid shit when he realized that, like, Reed ain't come to play. You know what I'm saying? Reed didn't come to play that battle. I can say that. He was well-prepared. He was well-poised. Reed ain't never been known for being the most lyrical bar-spitting person. I just feel like I know Reed's aggression could be on a beam, and his aggression was like on a six. You know what I'm saying? And that's my complaint about the battle, that Reed could have popped the blood vessel, how hype he could have been, and he wasn't. And I feel that's a shame for the fans, because the new fans haven't got to experience that yet. So they really can't, they don't see what all the hoopla is about, all the fuss is about. They like, you know what I mean? And if they knew what we knew, then it would be different. They would understand the threat and what Reed brings to the game, but he didn't do that. You know what I mean? And so he definitely got that, John. You know what I mean? But T-Rex, he's another one that's like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. I don't know if, like, his clothes would be too bright and it'd be, like, frying his brain cells. I don't know. I don't know if, like, if it's the extra, well, I don't know if his bras are too tight. I don't understand. But he's been shitty for a while now. He's been losing for a while now. He's been getting trashed for a while now. You know what I mean? And he's another one that need to just give it the fuck up, because you're hogging a spot. That's the whole thing. This is hogging spots that could be for somebody else, man. That's the whole thing about it. They hogging spots, man. Move the fuck over, niggas, because there's a whole group of other niggas that's coming. Make room for the Mies and the Danny Myers of the world, man. You know what I'm saying? I know Danny Myers is going to hear this. So, Danny, come on, man. You ain't one of them boys to hide behind status. You ain't one of them boys. You're a fan of the game. Let's give them one. Let's give them one. We'll take care of you, man. Come on, Danny. Come over to Philly, Danny. I come to L.A. I come to your block. We can do the battle in front of your crib. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I come by myself. We can battle in L.A. But if you're up for the challenge, come on down to Philly, man. We treat you good, man. I'll get you a cheesesteak, man, since y'all like to make cheesesteak jokes. I'll get you a cheesesteak from the best cheesesteak spot out here, man. Come on. I got you. And that way you can have something to eat while you in your casket. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Talk that shit. I'm definitely going to tell you said this shit.
Please do.
Oh,
tell
man.
Him that he needs to hear it. And he needs to sit down and have a long talk with himself. You know what I'm saying? And talk himself into jumping in the ring with your guy right here.
That's what it is. I got you, my nigga. Yo, hey, boom, man. I appreciate you calling up, man. Anything else you want to say?
It's always a pleasure, bro.
Man, I just want to let these niggas know, man, you know what I'm saying? At Body Bag Boom, that's the gram and all that, you know what I'm saying? Come to that joint, see what I'm doing, check out what's going on, see some of my merchandise you might like, you know what I'm saying? And besides that, you know what I mean? Subscribe to Angry Fan, man. That's my shit right there, you know what I'm saying? I watch Angry Fan every day, all day. You're not blogging enough, cats. You're not blogging enough, man.
Bro, I got three channels. I got three now, nigga. You ain't see my third channel,
do.
That's why.
Yes, I did. Angry, you talking about Angry Fan News. Who you talking about?
Oh, no, my. All right. You on your shit. Okay, you got it.
Dog, you're not blogging enough, man. I need you to blog more. You probably like, damn, I'm blogging even more. But it's not enough for me because I be on
all right, I got
shit,
you,
bro.
I got you.
I need them shits daily. I need one in the morning.
Hey, you know what? If you're going to be representing NWX, right, you got to start sparring with Big T. I need to know what's going on.
Oh, I forgot. You know, I just was talking to him. Shout out to Big T, man. Big T, we're going to get you back, man. We're going to get you right. Your boy Boom got you, man. We're going to get you right. Mr. Tillockout Boom, we're going to get you right. You see what's in that, Tillockout Boom. We're going to get him right. We're going to get him right. You know what I mean? You watch and see.
That's what it is.
See if you don't see a change.
Okay. Yo, Boom, man. Definitely appreciate you calling up, bro.
Always a pleasure, bro.
That's what it is. Be safe, man.
You too.
What? Oh, come on, man. Knock it off, man. Shout out to Kaboom. Let me see if I get somebody else on, man. Hold on. Let me see if I can get on, man. Yeah, this nigga's mad funny, right? Hold on. I'm waiting to see one tech. Let me see one thing real quick. We'll talk about that later, man. Oh, I got a call. Get ready to call up right now. Hold on. All right. I see him. Boom. There we go. Yo, we got 919 in the crib. We got T-Top on top. What's good, bro?
What's going on, King?
Not sure. How you, my nigga?
I'm all right, big brother, man. You know how I'm doing.
Yeah. Hey, Top, you want to restore all this shit up here, man? What do we got to do to get battle rap jumping, Top? Straight up and down. I'm going to tell you why I'm asking you this. You made your way to the top. You're a star right now. You know what I'm saying? Your name, your Murder Mooks' name has been thrown out there, and everybody's talking about they want to battle you, et cetera. Now you at the top of the food chain, so obviously you want motherfucker to be around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm all here for the culture, man. Like I tell niggas all the time, like, I done made my mark in it, man. You know what I'm saying? I done made my mark in battle rap. And now I'm just about lifting the culture up, man. You know what I'm saying? Informing the new fans about history and just letting niggas know what we did for the game. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see it progress. I want to see all the new niggas do good. Because I ain't going to be around in 10, 20 more years. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep this shit going, man. So we just got to have everybody take it serious as we took it. You know what I'm saying? So that's all.
But you know what, though? Now here's my thing about it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I seen your interview. We all seen what happened with Summer Madness 7. How do we prevent that from happening again? And I'm asking you because you are a battler. I'm pretty sure there's battles you've taken that you didn't want to take. But, like, if y'all are already getting the bread, what else can motivate y'all to go hard? Because I'm lost to how niggas just didn't go hard on Summer Madness. I just don't get it.
More bread always motivates us. You know what I'm saying? You know, you never know what a nigga's getting paid. To avoid, like, you can never avoid, like, because niggas don't plan on choking. Like, niggas don't, it's tricky, cats.
Prepare to choke, obviously, yeah. You were just right. But if we going past the choking now, we going to just giving up in rounds and shit. That's not even choking. That's worse than that. That's saying you don't give a fuck. So we something got to change quick now. And it got to be with this class. And it got to be this class because your class wasn't doing that shit. The class before y'all wasn't doing that shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now, bro. But these niggas is fucking shit up.
Like I say, man, my thing is, you know, if you don't like what happens, then you got to get behind the guys that don't do that, you know? You got to push the guys that don't do that.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, That's all. You don't hear about T-Rock choking. You don't hear about T-Top choking. You don't hear about Briz Rothstein choking. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear about guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, my nigga, you going back. My, I didn't mean to cut you, but you just put that shit into my fucking head. Are you going to battle Tay Rock or not, bro? What's up? I'm thinking y'all niggas is going to bend battling shit. I mean, is that still an option or?
Yeah.
Because he just battled Hitman. Okay,
yeah,
I figured that.
It's still going down and shit. It's still going down. You know what I'm saying? I think we was going to do it in London. I ain't going to lie. We was going to do it in London, but we're going to say that
for
the shits. You know what I'm saying? We think that's something that the fans are here in the States, you feel me? So we definitely going to do it, but we just didn't do it for London. We went with something else.
Oh, okay. All right, as long as it's still going down, because T-Rock is kind of running out of opponents at this point. I mean, he just got past Hitman, and now, I know he wanted conceded, but, like, he's reaching that ceiling right now.
Yeah, that's a fact. He definitely reaching that ceiling, but T-Rock's smart, though, so he gonna take niggas in between them battles. You know what I'm saying? He always take niggas in between the big battles. You know what I'm saying? To keep shit afloat, keep his brand high and keep his bread coming up. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So he always gonna get work. You know what I'm saying? Of course, he got the conceded battle could happen. Him and Mook has died miles, so I don't know if that's going to happen. Him and Rex died miles, so I don't know if that's going to happen, but he still got some battles left. You know what I'm saying? He got battled these new niggas.
Yeah, that's what's coming down to. But let's get off.
I know he got me and Casita left as far as like big battles. Me and Casita is probably like the big battles left for him.
Okay. And I want to get off of battle rap real quick. That I-95 freestyle, that shit was fire, boy.
Nah, I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Look at this nigga cheesing and shit. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I had to go ahead and wham they motherfucking ass. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because one of the things, like, it's only been, I only really had one stigma in my whole battle rap career. And it's not even a stigma. I just had one upset for the fans, is what I'm saying. Like, I only had one upset for the fans, and that was on the Flex shit. So, you know what I'm saying? And that was a whole, I don't even want to tell y'all what's going on today because they're like, oh, stop giving excuses. So, you know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure y'all know, like, I don't fucking play. I done did plenty of radio shows, and that shit never happened, and it never will again. I go in. You know, that's what the fuck I do. So don't ever. Yeah, man.
Yeah, get it fucked up and shit. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you up there doing your fucking thing, boy.
Don't get shit twisted, cats. You know what I'm saying? So, and niggas know when I go up there and I spit and I give that pain, man. And niggas connect with it, man. I got niggas from every country hitting me about that freestyle. You feel me?
Damn, you and Goods got the same amount of likes, and Goods is out for a month, and you was out for 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Goods, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's that,
shout out to Goods.
Niggas is connecting everywhere from that pain. You feel me? So That's my shit, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all appreciate me, man. Check out that I-95 freestyle.
Hell yeah, that shit came out 2 days ago. That shit is fire. You definitely did the thing. Cortez is on there doing this thing. It's dope to see. Like, it's one thing to watch y'all niggas just battle, but it's dope to see y'all niggas putting out y'all music too. Like, you freestyling over here and over there. All that's helping your fan base grow. Because there's gonna be some niggas who don't even like battle rap. They ain't gonna care about battle rap. They wanna hear your music though.
I got 3,000 followers in 2 days from that freestyle.
Damn, word?
Yeah, no bullshit. I was at like, your boy was at like 56. Yeah, I'm at like 59 right now. I'm about to be at 60. You know how it feels. Follow me on IG. Underscore Top Busy. You hear me? Underscore Top Busy.
Yo, you stupid, Top.
You might see a couple more coming from me real soon.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. Talk that shit. I mean, so what's next? What's next? You just enjoying battle rap right now, or is there anything, like what's up with the acting? What's going on with that? The whole Respect Life thing, you still doing that, or what?
Yeah, we definitely still doing that. You know, they've been putting out episodes, like, every 3, 4, 5 months. Like,
I know.
It ain't, like, a permanent recording schedule, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a permanent schedule. We get it when we get it, so. But, yeah, I'm still definitely doing that shit. Shout out my nigga Boom P. Shout out the whole cast. Got the respect life.
China Mac is fucking with it now too. I see it shit turn up.
Oh yeah, shout out
hit,
yeah, shout out China Mac, shout out Rain, you know Rain up there. We all
yeah, Rain's
man,
in it.
Yeah,
that shit is a good look right there.
Beautiful thing, man. And you know what I'm saying? I'm working on some other things, man. I want to get a film together. You know what I'm saying? I want to do like one picture with and I want to start some battle rappers in it, man. So just the niggas I know that's gonna take it serious and not going bullshit with it. And you know what I'm saying? They really got a passion for that part of the game too. So we're gonna see how they do with that.
Is it gonna be like a web series, or is it gonna be based upon battle rap? Or you just brainstorming?
It's gonna be a movie, a film.
Oh, a film. Oh, okay. Damn. Okay.
Yeah. We ain't gonna do the web series.
Oh yeah. All right. You eating good over there on URL. All right.
yeah,
okay,
man,
Tom.
Yeah, baby.
I didn't advise you. I see you, man. So look, all right. So you said that, you know, Tay Rock sometime in the future will go down. They're looking for Mook or what? What was your thoughts on Mook and Verb? What was your thoughts when you seen it?
When I first seen it, I'm like, damn, man, this battle. I thought I was in the moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, this shit is good. I'm watching it. I thought it was a good battle. You know what I'm saying? Mook was had his energy up. I feel like Verb won. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. You feel me? Don't kill me. Don't sue me, y'all. But that's how I was like it, man. Then it dropped, and I went back. I said, damn, this a long-ass battle.
Yeah, hour and a half.
Was a long, what? I ain't get through the first 20 minutes, you hear me? Boy, that shit was long as hell. But I said, oh, man, I'm going to have to watch this in increments, man.
Yeah.
I had to watch this shit around, goddamn. I watch around today, around them all.
Yo, that shit is. But I'll tell you one thing, though. Whether niggas got Mook winning or losing, the bar is now set for the choking and all that shit, bro. It's set. For me to watch this nigga go 22 minutes and he ain't battled in years, and this nigga. What was it? Was
yeah,
it third round 20?
He definitely did his thing, man. He definitely. I never really give excuses for niggas choking and shit, but I know I could definitely see if a nigga sat out for 4 years how they could go for 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you
search that. Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? 4 years, you gonna be able to go 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay, man. But
you could.
I mean, but
you
but
could,
if you think about it, in total, the nigga went about 35, 36 minutes. No, not even. He didn't even look like he was gonna fuck up. Like
yeah.
The bar gotta
nah,
be set, bro. The bar gotta be set right there, bro. It got
I,
to be.
I don't be giving niggas. I don't cut niggas slack for that anyway. So you know what I'm saying, like. You feel me?
Because you don't do it.
So I can't give you that. I can't give you that because I don't do it. My circle don't do it.
Then we can't fuck with you if you're doing it. I got you.
You know. But you know what I'm saying? Niggas going to get their shit together, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, niggas gonna get their shit together. It don't happen all the time. Like Summer Madness 7 don't happen all the time. It ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Like that whole event don't happen all the time. It's not like that's what we gonna run with battle rap now. We're not gonna do that. And
okay.
Just compare,
all right.
You know, Summer Madness 7. Like, all right, what about Summer Madness? All the rest of the Summer Madnesses, or all the rest of the Born Legacies that was crazy, or the Gnomes that was crazy. We're not just gonna Summer Madness 7 the game that. You feel me?
We might need to. Fuck that. We might need to, bro. I hear what you're saying. There's other events that's good, but at the end of the day, like, it can't be to where niggas is just giving up. And, like, nah, fuck that shit. I'm not rocking with that shit, bro. Fuck
nah,
that
I,
shit.
Come on, King.
I'm not saying you
bro.
Rocking with it, but I'm saying that's the
I'm
reason why I look why the media
future,
is talking about it.
We can't compare everything to Summer Madness 7 for the downfall. You know how, like, we compare everything to Summer Madness 2 for the come up? We can't do because
hey,
you gotta remember the Summer Madness and Tools and all the other banging ass events. I'm not saying nothing about the artists. I'm just saying for the event wise. You know what I'm saying? For the culture wise. I'm not giving the artists excuse. I'm just saying that as far as the event wise, we should just be like, oh, Summer Madness 7, oh, something. I mean, like, that shit don't happen every day.
You know what? I got a question for you. As far as Summer Madness 2, do you think when everyone compares everything to Summer Madness 2, is that helping battle rap or hurting it? Because that's a hard-ass card to top.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say it hurts it, because that's something legendary. It's a legendary night, and that's something you always want to remember. You know what I'm saying? You always want to remember the best of something. So I don't think it's hurting it, but it is a hard ass card to live up to. Feel me? That's a big ass comparison. You can't compare everybody to damn hoe. You feel me?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering
now. Every event can't be compared to the best event. You feel me? Every Summer Madness can. Well, it wasn't like Summer Madness 2. It ain't never going to have that energy. It ain't never going to be that feeling. We got to create new feelings and new energies.
That's a fact. But I know one thing I can say about you overall, there's some stars coming up in it. It's looking like, you know what I'm saying? Gigotti's climbing the motherfucking ranks fast. B-Dot, I don't know if B-Dot's under contract or not, though. What's your thoughts on Geechee Gotti? Fuck, I'll run the stars by one by one.
I like Geechee, man. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely one of those niggas that come with that content that I like. You feel me? So,
okay.
Star or maybe?
Could he possibly become a star? Maybe?
Yeah, he could maybe become a star. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on how the dice roll for him. You feel me?
If you
want it to the right nigga, it could be wrong. But if his shit go right, then it's gonna be right.
Damn.
You could lose battles, man, but you just don't fuck up your brand. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's a big difference.
Really, it's a big. So you could lose a battle and still do your thing. You saying, and it's cool. But when you say fuck up your brand, what you mean? You mean getting killed?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like not coming with rounds and shit like that. That's how you fuck up your brand, or choking all the time and shit. Like, we can't say that niggas was just beating chess like that. We could say chess was beating
exactly
themselves.
Perfect example. Perfect. You know what? Perfect
you know
example
what I'm
right
saying?
There.
So it's like, it ain't about you winning or losing. It's about you fucking up your brand. You know what I'm saying? That's all it's about.
Because
you can't say niggas was going in there whooping chess ass. Chess was one of the best spitters we got. You feel me?
Yeah.
One of the best spitters URL got. But you know what I'm
niggas
saying?
Niggas ain't check him out.
Like,
he took himself out the game.
Yeah, and that shit can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of what you see. Everybody switching on twerk now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
everybody's switching on twerk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, they was loving him, and now they're not loving him, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, but whose fault is that?
Yeah, it's him. It's with the lack of...
Yo, I'm be real with you.
I'm not saying it's not him. You heard me? I'm not saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's him. It's Chess. They doing it to themselves. It ain't like niggas is just going in there washing them. They fucking up their own brand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel
like
you on that one. I see what you're saying.
If a nigga go in there and lose a battle, I'm still T-top. You know what I mean? I didn't go in there choke. I came with every round. I spit my shit. I went home. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still going to be T-top. I'm not going to go up there fucking up to the point where niggas are going to be like, oh, Top, you're doing this to yourself. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. And as a battle, you'll see when the fans are saying that about you.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
All right, so we had Geechee. What about B-Dot? You think he could become a star? B-Dot had to fight. He had to fight because don't forget the whole luck stigma from the door, I think, was fucking with him. He had to fight for all of that. It kind of did,
but I feel like that kind of what brought the light to him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was kind of a plus for him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If that makes sense, that's what made niggas. Yeah, I'm like, because that might have been the thing, like, oh, this nigga sounds just like Luck. But shit, I want to hear the nigga because he sounds just like Luck. You feel me? Like, I ain't going to host him, you know what I'm saying? But the nigga definitely got the whole Luck style and everything, but I still think he could. But I think, I don't know if the B-Dot hype, it's like the B-Dot hype come and go. Am I tripping?
It comes in. See, you know what? You know why it's hard? The nigga don't battle on URL all the time. I feel like once niggas go on other leagues, the shit just be different. Well, I don't. You know what? I can't say that though, cause he did his fucking thing versus Swag. Did you see that battle?
Yeah. I definitely seen that battle. That was good from both of them, man. Shout out to them niggas.
That was dope.
Hell yeah.
Dope.
Like, yo, B-Dot might be a fucking problem, bro. He might be a fucking problem.
Yeah, I really like B-Dot. You know what I'm saying? I really like B-Dot. You know what I'm saying? I'll fuck him up, but I like the nigga.
You'll fuck B-Dot up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, fuck it. Who else was it? It was Wum. It was Doom. I was going to say Twerk, too, but I don't know, man. Twerk got to do good, man. And I know he has Big K coming up, and that's another nigga who's been falling off. I don't know what's going on. So
where he got Big K at?
Yeah. What the hell is his name? Some off-brand league. I forgot the name of the league. It ain't like no major league. It's a small league.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's three round. I think it's Radio Coalition. I think it's some league. I know because he's supposed to battle Danger Zone last weekend. He didn't show up to that. Then I knew that Big K was right after that, so he got Big K. And then I seen his name on another card that's in New York somewhere. And Prez Mafia is on that fucking card too. All these niggas who be booking Prez Mafia, cool. That nigga burn y'all niggas. Don't cry about
it. Yeah, I heard about Prez too. He asked about that nigga, boy. I heard he's been burning niggas left and right.
Yeah, yo, that nigga Prez been burning niggas, B. I had this nigga on the phone like 3 weeks ago with a league from upstate. He burnt. Third, a nigga hit me the other day and said he still ain't here from Prez. The nigga straight lied on the air. I said, man, listen, I tried. Someone gonna hurt Prez. Someone gonna hurt this nigga. His mentality fucked up out here. He think it's all right. Like, oh, whatever, man. I'm always with my team. Like, niggas don't want to hear that shit, nigga. You over here taking money to show for a battle. You not even fucking going. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. You a street nigga. Man, fuck all that shit. Someone gonna catch that nigga slipping, bro. Because he's doing that shit a little bit too much. He's doing, and then it's like you doing it, but yet you still booking battle. You might show up here. You might show up there. Like, bro, someone gonna catch you sooner or later, bro. Because you owing too many niggas, and you have no way of paying these niggas back.
Nah,
yeah,
how does that work?
My nigga?
Yeah, you know, huh? I ain't been with the whole Prez Mafia thing since he stole that whole song and shit. So I ain't really been on that wave anyway. I don't see what's going on.
Nigga,
I don't see
how the fuck he came back. Who, like, how did he come back? That's the thing that fucked me up. It's like, how?
I think Norb brought him back.
Norbs?
Oh, God. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't he on one of them cards or something?
Oh, he was, yeah, but he had made it. He was in jail when all that shit broke out. And then when he came out, he was out for like a month. And then he got on 15 Minutes of Fame with Heavy Bags and did some type of fucking apology. And before you know it, he was battling again. And it's just like, whoa, hold up, bro. Like, what? So you could just come back like that?
That whole shit was weird. That whole shit was weird to me. I ain't really. You know, I said something about that in my ad battle. First, it was Prez Mafia. And I mean, you feel me? So I ain't respect that whole shit, so I don't really watch for him. I don't really check for him. I don't really do none of that shit for him. Just because I feel like the art form was disrespected at that time.
Yeah, and it's fucking crazy that these niggas are still trying to give him a chance. But I think you are real dubbed him at this point. There's no, if y'all book this nigga, y'all niggas look crazy. So there's no way they could fucking book Prez. Yo, what you think about Reed? You think Reed can stick around?
Yeah, shout out to Reed Dollars, man. He did his thing, man. I definitely think Reed can stick around. Reed one of them niggas, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's looking
I think Reed needs the motivational matches. Like, I don't really think he should just battle anybody. Like, we shouldn't see that nigga on mad cards. I don't think, unless the battle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He got to be a type of nigga that come out once, twice a year.
Yeah, I ain't saying don't get your bread. I don't care if they pay him $1 million a battle. I'm just saying I don't want to see him on every card because I feel like his moment should be special for battle rap right now. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it should be a motivated battle. Like him and Rex, I seen a motivated Reed. I seen that old Reed. You know what I'm saying? He was hitting with the flows and shit. Like, I seen that. I want to see that every time. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. In an interview, he was talking about the only person who makes sense at this point is Murder Mook. I'm like, all right, come on, Reed. Like, I mean, I get it, but you got other niggas you could be battling too.
I definitely could see more matches for him than Murder Mook too. I'm not saying he don't deserve Mook or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely see more matches than a Mook for him, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. I wouldn't mind seeing you and Reed.
Yeah, I'll get in there and take his head off. You know what I'm saying? Him and him and Rothstein would be crazy. They both got that grimy flow. You know what I'm saying? Him and it's a couple niggas I would see. I would like to see him do. You know what I'm saying? See him battle.
That's true. That's true. All right. That's he jumped to the fucking top. If he come back and he stays, that's a good look right there. Cause they need another start. Damn, Math, man. I'm thinking about Math too. Like I was gonna say Math and Reed might be. I don't know, man. Like Math got to show me something next battle, bro. This is. I don't know, man.
Math,
yo, my, I guess my
thought,
thing about
Math,
it.
Then Math, but Math just won like three. Then he won three battles in a month or something like that. Yeah.
In the game. Listen, bro. I don't know who told this nigga he won them three in a row like that. The niggas just made it. The niggas just said, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you might want to watch them battles again. I never said he won three in a row. The media just ran with that shit. And now, and once the Ill Will battle dropped, if you look, you got a lot of niggas saying Ill Will won. That's what the fuck I said. I said, yo, this nigga Ill Will might have got jerked, bro. And then Math got all mad at me because I said
it. I didn't
it.
Know the battle dropped, man. I didn't even know it dropped.
Yeah, it dropped. It's on RBE. That drop, and then the snake, and I'm gonna tell you right now, when the Snake Eyes battle drop, you're gonna have a lot of niggas saying Snake Eyes beat Math.
I
guarantee
it. But you can't say the Ill Will battle though, because that's a W with Judge, so it don't matter what niggas tell me all the time. Well, I think Chess got you, man. I think Chess was a little better than that USL guy. The judges said I won, so you can't go back and forth with that. That's the one.
Oh, you know what that's true.
Well,
nah. See, yo,
that's the reason battle rap don't have judges. It's so niggas can go back and forth with it, because if it was judged and you know, all right, this is a certified L, it don't matter how good you were, it's a certified L. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. And niggas don't want that for their brand, so niggas do, all right, we ain't doing judges. We're going to let the fans do it. The views going to go up because they could argue in the comments. They could give their opinions. Once you see your favorite battle rapper lost and he took an L, then you ain't going to watch that battle no more.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, When you got a judge, it got to mean something. If it don't mean nothing, then what's the point of niggas putting money up, or what's the point of having a judge battle if it ain't going to mean nothing? If we can still say, you know what I'm saying? We can still say, I mean, niggas can say that I like this nigga better, but Math still won because Math got the W from the judges, from the agreed judges.
That's true. Well, that's true. But the Snake Eyes battle is going to show a lot. The Snake Eyes battle, I'm going to see, because you're going to have some niggas. You're going to have niggas saying Snake Eyes beat Math. I'm calling it now.
That was in Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't even get there into the I don't even think I was there yet. I ain't get there to the R Street guys.
Yeah, you ain't trying to bring that shit back up.
I ain't get there to the R Street battle, you feel me?
Yeah. I think I said I was in Carolina. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yo, Top, you fucking crazy, bro, man. What the fuck you got going on today? You just chilling?
Yeah, man. I might go to lunch, a little business lunch and shit, man. Well, it's gonna be a late lunch now, probably like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I'm about to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Big business. Big business meeting,
really. Really?
Yeah, man.
I think it's top man playing, boy.
Nah, I don't play, man. Once I get a fucking you know, inch, I'm going to go for the mile, you feel me? So I ain't going to play with him right now. You know, this freestyle hot right now and it's going around. So, you know, I'm capitalizing on everything.
Oh, nah, that's smart right there. Y'all niggas like, fuck that. Your nigga putting his face out there with that freestyle. Because it's doing numbers. It's definitely doing numbers.
Yeah.
And then it's like, they don't even got a lot of subscribers. So that shit is dope right there. It's not even like they got a big ass. It's not like you're dropping it on Smack and you get a certain number. Like, nah, like they don't got no followers. So to see that you got 46,000 in 2 days, like, that's kind of dope right there.
Nah, I appreciate it, bro. Yeah, I mean, y'all go watch that shit. I'm going to be sharing the shit out of there still. So, yeah, I mean, y'all make sure y'all check that out and just support battle rappers when we do other shit other than step in the ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard you say some fucked up shit the other day, Captain. You know, you my dog. I heard you
what's
say on your blog. You said, that's why I'm not a fan of battle rappers. I'm a fan of battle rap. That's kind of fucked up in a way, because like, I used to be a fan of battle rap, and it's like, are we doing it just to make niggas happy in the ring, so everything we do outside the ring don't matter, or y'all won't support that because y'all not a fan of ours?
Okay, Alabama, but my nigga, but my nigga, at the same time, I wouldn't know you if it wasn't for battle rap, right? So, see, here's my thing about that. I get what you're saying. You saying be a fan of the actual artist and not the sport, but like nah, because you see artists right now, niggas is violating the sport, so fuck them niggas. Like nah.
Ooh, nah.
I think
you gotta pick your artists to be fans of. That's a whole rap game.
See, here's my thing. I'm not when I said that. When I said that, I didn't say.
Fuck with him,
nah, but when I said that, I'm not saying yo. Don't support these niggas' music. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm a fan of the sport, which means I'm not going to dick ride this battle just because I'm cool with him. I'm not going to dick ride that. I'm not taking no excuses for you choking. When you a fan of the battler, you start doing shit like that. You know your favorite battler lost.
You're
still trying to make sure he won. I don't do shit like that.
Nah, I'm a fan of a nigga, and I let him know if he lost. A fan going to keep it real with you. A fan just didn't mean you a supporter, that's all. Nigga, if you lost, you lost. That's a stand that won't tell you you lost. You know what I mean? That's a big difference, bro. I want a fan. I want a supporter. I want somebody that's gonna when they check for T-Top. That's why the battlers don't really get to the next level because we don't have the support. We get a million views on our battles, but we can have the best video in the world or the best song in the world, and it'll get 10,000 views. Well, my shit might get 100,000. You know what I mean? A little 120,000. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying. Like, should it get 10,000 views from a lot of these niggas, 30,000 views from a lot of these niggas on their music video? And that's not the same support. You feel me? Because they battle to get a million views. And that's not – look at the percentage. 20,000 views? There's no way you're getting support.
I mean, maybe the song ain't good. Maybe the video's not good.
I'm talking about he could be T-Rock, your favorite – whoever your favorite is. It could be him, and niggas won't take it beyond the ring, is what I'm saying, and that's fucked up.
I don't be doing it like that. I put this on Instagram, put Cortez on. I mean, I still niggas. I'm not saying don't support these niggas once they leave the ring. I'm just saying make sure you a fan of the art first because this is what the fuck you here for. I didn't come into battle rap as a T-Top fan. You know what I'm saying? I see you doing your thing in battle rap. Now I'll fuck with the music because I see you going hard over here. That's just how it is. And then from there, if you want some bullshit, though, that's different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you got to, you know what I'm saying? When you say it, man, your followers, everybody ain't got that mentality to break it down, man. Like, yo, I'm not a fan of these niggas. I'm a fan of battle rap. Like, you know,
but it's true, to be real, y'all niggas, all right, I see what you're saying. You niggas is looking at it like he's pretty much saying, oh, fuck everything we do. He's going to see a battle.
Yeah, that's how I'm thinking. That's how it sounds.
Nah, what the fuck? You got to look at it like this. Number one, you want niggas to be fans of you. We only going to be fans of you if we see you doing good in battles anyway. So in order for you to do good, I mean, you still got to go hard and all that shit. You can't slack off and think everything is all peaches and cream. So that's where being a fan of the battle of the sport comes in too, to keep you niggas afloat. Now, if you make dope music, because all you niggas don't make dope music.
I just gotta check. You feel me?
Oh shit!
Don't think I ain't watching. That's all I'm saying. Don't think I ain't watching your motherfucking ass.
Nah, it wasn't like that, my nigga. That's not what I meant by. I'm just saying, don't see. All right, boom. I'm gonna use an example, Math. And the reason why I'm saying Math is because he said something about it. He said a lot of niggas is ain't fans of the ballads. He pretty much was saying what you were saying. But now here's my thing about it. Why would I want to support you? Not saying why would I want to support you because I think he got some dope shit out too, actually, Math. But my thing is like, you want me to just ignore all the bullshit you did over here, and which I actually love battle rap and just support you. But like, what about your battles though? For me, everything kind of starts there. Like, once I adapt to the music and I see the music is fire, I'm always going to still listen to the music and shit. But my main concern is going to be the ring, bro. Because guess what? If y'all motherfuckers decide to quit tomorrow, that don't mean I'm going to stop watching battle rap. So I can't just solely be 100% on the battler.
But I ain't saying that. I'm saying you still got to have love for the sport. But you got to be a fan of what we're doing to get to the next level. Like, I'm not just doing this so you can see me battle forever. I want you to check out my goddamn thing, how you check out the music. I want niggas to do that. I don't want niggas to only check for me in battle. Because that's not
true,
what I'm doing this for. That's the smallest. Yeah. That's the smallest part of the masterpiece that I'm trying to build.
That's true, but if that's the case, then why are you battling right now? Why are you not just doing that? See?
What you mean? Because I love battle rap, and I'm nice at it. I'm good at it.
You okay, nigga? You ain't all that, nigga. It will just did you dirty. Don't get too crazy, bro.
Well, that's why I fucked you up, man. Wait till the footage drop. But listen, though. But yeah, what you talking about? I did him dirty. Wait till the footage drop. But listen, though. But we definitely need that support outside the ring, Cass. That's all I'm saying. I know you be fucking with nigga shit, but I just don't be wanting you to confuse your followers, because your followers don't. They be like, oh yeah, you right, man. Fuck that. I just want to see a good battle for these niggas, man. Because it shows
nah.
in the numbers. It shows in the numbers.
Yeah, but how do you know? Bro, number one, all you niggas don't make good music, bro. You got to understand. Like, all y'all niggas don't make, it's only a handful. It's only what?
But listen, though. The niggas, how many niggas really put out music from battle rappers? There's only seven, eight of us that put out music. And out of eight of us, you get, I know five of us is good.
Nah, I think a lot of niggas, if you think about it, bro, a lot of niggas put out music like real deal. He makes music. M. City, he makes music. Like, these are niggas that I won't even think make music.
But
40 Bars makes creates, 40 Bars makes music.
Huh? We're not thinking about M. City. Like, the new battle fans believe no M. City.
I mean, I don't even know if Chess makes music or not. I don't know what these niggas, Mr. Wavy, Brooklyn Carter, I don't know what these niggas do. It's not like they're trying to promote anything. I don't see these niggas sharing
exactly.
their mixtapes or they. I don't see that.
Exactly, but the niggas that do share they shit, those are niggas you can judge off of that you heard or whatever.
Yeah, but that's
like
how we already know you nice with it. We already know Briz is nice with it. We know Surf is nice with it. Arsenal's last shit, The Purge, that just came out was dope. Calico shit is
Calico's
dope.
Yeah, that's 4 or 5 niggas right there. But the numbers don't reflect that.
Cortez shit is dope. Swave shit be dope.
But the numbers.
I mean,
don't
here's the thing though, Top. I see what you're saying with the numbers, but you comparing a video that a nigga might watch once or twice compared to a battle that niggas is gonna go crazy and debate. Oh, like you definitely gonna have more views for the battle, bro. Definitely. Than for the song. And then the debate about the song, we're gonna watch that shit once, maybe twice, and then that's just reality of the shit. You're gonna have some niggas who watch it more. But a battle, especially a good debatable back and forth, bro, how it's not fucked up because you on a battle rap channel.
If y'all like my battles that so or anybody battles that so much to give them 1 million, 2 million views, if a nigga dropped the video on that same channel, you're not even entertained to see what he's talking about? Because all it takes is one click because the video don't even get a quarter of the subscribers. And they all go to the same channel.
That's true. I mean, I think that shit is weird too, myself.
So you can't give one, so even if everybody gave one click, if they save everybody support whoever, the K-Rock video,
like
T-Top video, one
that's
click. So you know what I'm saying?
800,000 views.
Yeah, 800,000 subscribers. The battles could exceed that, could go way past the subscriber list, but the motherfucking videos won't get them 10%. And they
that's
all go to the niggas get the same alert on their phone every day. Niggas get the same alert. 800,000 people get the same alert. I know I get it.
Nah, you know what? That is true when you say
time,
it like that.
I get an alert every time you drop your video, every time he drop his, URL, Piper, or whoever I'm subscribed to, I get that motherfucking notification on top of my phone. So, like, that ain't nothing. It all coming to the same platform. I could see if it was just like, because, of course, we ain't going to have as many followers as the platform got. Niggas ain't got 800,000 subscribers unless you can see it. Ain't no shout out, can see it. You know what I'm saying? You know, he original NWA. We're going to talk about that later. But,
confused by that shit right there, too. I don't know what the fuck going on with that. I still, to this day, like, the nigga said that he was, I don't know, because he said one thing. And then DNA said another thing. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, okay.
So niggas ain't going to have as many subscribers as the what you call it. So I can see if we was dropping our videos on our own platforms, but they're going to the same exact channel that our battles is on. They're going to the same niggas who watching our battles over and over. If y'all click on the video one time, it should at least be, you know what I'm saying, a couple 100,000 views. if y'all giving it one view, the PG
battle, there's
no way a PG battle where nobody ever heard of should get more views than a Tay Rock music video.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
You
know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying I'm not shit on the PG niggas. I'm just saying for the amount of attention that Tay Rock brings to the channel, there's no reason why PG should be higher than his music videos or his freestyles.
Yo, you
up
fucking
there,
right now that I think about it. Like, y'all niggas is going on I-95 doing if not more numbers than the URL channel,
more
but damn near the same.
Yeah, we'll do
damn,
more numbers.
Damn, that's crazy.
On URL.
I didn't even think about
you
that
know
shit.
What I'm as far as a nigga, like, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. So, like, it's like
damn.
The support ain't there. We think it's there, but it's not really there, bro. Niggas is fans of the sport, which is cool, but you gotta. At some point, you got to choose some battle rappers to support, especially if niggas is doing good. And ain't like y'all niggas don't listen to music every fucking day. Everybody
true.
I know listen to music every fucking day. I could throw it in your playlist on rotation. It could be number 39 on the playlist. We don't give a fuck. Just have us in there. You know what I'm saying? So support. I feel good when I go look at my TuneCore and see, oh, damn, I got this many on Apple Music. Damn, I got this many on Tidal this week. Damn, I got this many YouTube. I feel good about that. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody don't get that feeling, man. So y'all got to – we got to support. We got to pick somebody to support. Feel me?
Nah, that shit is true what you said right now. Now I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's true. I was saying, we want to see what's going on, man. We want to see what's going on, man. But I definitely appreciate you calling up.
Cash.
You know what I'm saying? I'm being in touch
know.
With you, heard?
Say no more. King, be blessed, man.
Peace. Shout out to T-Top for coming on. Shout out to Kaboom for coming on earlier. A from the fuck up. I'm about to get up out of here, man. We out.